Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
There are actions that I have the legal authority to take that will help make our immigration system smarter and fairer. And I took those actions last month.
Executive action, which has now teetered on the brink of a massive internal war on all sides of this on the Hill. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's interesting, the big dump on Tuesday was the Senate Intelligence 500-page report on enhanced terror, well, some say enhanced terror techniques, but enhanced interrogation techniques. So the day was spent listening to people talk about the techniques that were used and what was in the report and how shocking it is and what about our values and all of that sort of stuff from right to left and all the places in between. This was a big part of what was being discussed. But what's interesting is while that was happening, a couple of other key things actually were happening in D.C., including the fact that the House is ready to say, let's rock and roll, meaning with the clock ticking and the end of the week as the deadline so everybody can go home for the holidays and not have to stay later, the House leaders did a $1.1 trillion spending bill Tuesday night, came up with that, that would avert a partial government shutdown while delaying the big brawl over what you just heard, the president's immigration actions until early 2015. So the House Appropriations Committee, which is led by the Republicans, released the plan. It would keep most of the government funded through September of 2015. We knew that this was coming. Following days and days of backroom, old school negotiating. Technically, we're out of money right now. Well, Thursday. We're out of money on Thursday. So this way, they won't have to do, they can pass, in other words, a stopgap spending bill to buy time. The main spending bill would go to the Chamber's Rules Committee to be prepped for debate and then have a full House vote by Thursday. And that bill finances the day-to-day operations of the cabinet department, etc., all the way on down. So that's the money that's needed to be flushed out. The plan would only fund the Department of Homeland Security through February 27th, 2015, so that they can debate the president's executive action that could suspend deportation for about 5 million illegal immigrants. Conservatives really wanted to smack into that hill right now and use the spending bill as leverage, but the House voted last week, so we already knew this shoe dropped, against the president's immigration plan, just to put it on record, and then this is the way to punt it forward and say, okay, now this is what we're going to do. House Speaker John Boehner can only lose 17 caucus votes before he has to turn to the House Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi. And Pelosi said they'd be willing to help, but they'd make some demands. So is this going to pass the final vote Thursday? What's going to happen? I mean, this is huge, huge news. Senate-wise, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Jeff Sessions, all Republicans, could probably create enough of a problem in passing the bill, probably, because they're aggressively attacking the immigration action. Maybe a filibuster, it could draw this out. It could push debate into the weekend in the Senate. and that would require Congress to either pass a stopgap funding bill or risk a short partial shutdown of the government. But Senate Republicans, or their aides anyway, were running around the Hill saying they didn't expect that there would be this fight that would risk a partial shutdown. So the soap opera technically is continuing because we don't know for sure yet. Is there going to be a filibuster on the Senate floor? What happens on Thursday? Does Pelosi and her pals, do they have to pony up and help John Boehner get it passed in the House? And does that change dates? Because I would imagine they're going to want that immigration funding, the Homeland Security funding, pushed a couple more months at least. Maybe not. Maybe there's something else they'll demand. So the terror report is released, and the Democrats question the motives, you know, or the Republicans question the motives of the Democrats in releasing the report. The Marines are on high alert. They were on high alert before that because the fear is, of course, this would be used as propaganda and then spin out of control and ultimately cost some of the people overseas the ultimate price, their lives, or they'll be attacked, etc. The Senate panel released the 500 pages on Tuesday, and then it was all about what was in the report. I mean, you know, essentially, because I thought it was the whole 6,000 pages that was going to be dumped. That's what I had heard. But the 500 pages is a summary of the 6,000-page study. So it is 6,000 pages. They just sucked out 500 pages to throw out there to say, okay, here's the summary of everything, of the torture that was used on the Al-Qaeda detainees that were held in these secret spots in Europe and Asia in the years after the terror attacks after September 11, 2001. You know what the president said? He said the Senate reports, the documents, you know, a troubling program. He says to make sure we never use those methods again. Remember, he had his first executive action was to stop the enhanced terror techniques, or I keep saying terror, enhanced interrogation techniques. And he said, let's move forward. Let's move forward. He just wanted to get it over with. Let's just go forward. Let's just move forward on this. Because it's not a winning, it doesn't matter for him because he already put out that executive action 2 days into office. Specifically, there was the identification of the courier who led to bin Laden and the compound in Pakistan. The CIA says the courier's name was first revealed by Ammar al-Baluchi while in the CIA interrogation program, but he wasn't subject to waterboarding. So there were a couple of places where they acknowledged they made some mistakes. There were some things that were released about things that specifics that happened, and also specific places where some of these sites were. So I would imagine there will be certainly some blowback from this. And the timing of the release is awful. The timing is terrible because of the range of reactions that could happen across the world. So what do you think? Was it smart to do this? Let's just get it out of the way. Vice President Joe Biden said, yep, get it, you know, put it out there. This is what happened. This isn't what we're doing. And we move forward. Mea culpa. So sorry. Boom. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts.
Coming up on America Tonight, it's about the numbers. We can count. We can count the amount of people that blew up the mailbag today, sending comments about the torture report. And you know what? It was pretty much split down the middle. And even people identifying themselves, either Republican or Democrat or furious or why did we release this, you know, whatever the hook was as to what they were saying. But most of it was, why do we have to release this? Does it paint us as, hey, we're transparent, baby, so this was a screw-up, and here you go. This is what we found out. Here's your 500-page summary. More to follow, but this is what you can read, and this is what happened. Or, I don't know, is it overkill? Jose Rodriguez, who was the main CIA agent really leading this, and by the way, has been interviewed by a lot of different people, said he was pretty much shoved under the bus. The CIA was pretty much shoved under the bus with this. And the Republican point of view, the Republicans say, you know, the CIA saved lives. So we've got Marines on high alert. We have Republicans saying they saved lives. We have Democrats saying this is outrageous. And there were things that weren't known, that we didn't know in this. And a lot of it has to do with specific techniques that were used, a lot of what we already heard, but I guess just more detail from everything that I've been able to read, because I certainly have not read 500 pages. I've looked at the report. You can get the report anywhere. There's links to it all over the place. But it claimed the interrogation techniques were brutal and far worse than the CIA actually represented to anybody on the Hill, and that the tactics weren't effective and they gave inaccurate information about it to Congress and the White House. Bush says that no, that's not true, as does Cheney, and they say they support the program 100%. We know that Obama abolished the enhanced terror techniques. And how about this? I mean, here's one of the real bombshells that came out of this, that two psychologists were hired to advise, consult in what to do, meaning the simulated drowning techniques, the waterboarding, the isolation for prolonged periods, psychologically what could be done, sleep deprivation, slapping and slamming them against walls, that kind of stuff, the stress positions, some of them awake for up to 180 hours and to try to get intelligence that way. These were two psychologists that were consulting, and when it was all said and done, first they're consulting, then they have their own firm, and they're being paid that way through contracts. They ended up making $180 million. The first figure was $80 million for the one set of what happened, and then up to $180 million? When I saw that figure, I kept looking at it like, are you kidding me? So these psychologists that were suggesting these things to that should be done, that were direct links, that were there, in fact, at these facilities in Europe, other places, that it was their suggestions that they were hired to do that because of their knowledge of the mind, and that's how much was paid? I mean, give me a break on that. And then there was these specifics about ice baths and death threats and told that their families would suffer and harm the kids and, you know, that kind of stuff was also thrown out there. So George Tenet, who was the CIA director when September 11th happened, said the program saved thousands of American lives. And after Al-Qaeda operative, that's a good way to call him, Abu Zubaydah was arrested in Pakistan, the CIA got permission to use waterboarding and all those things, close confinement, all those other techniques, other things that were put in the mix. Rectal rehydration, all of that stuff, right? To get information. So it's about 500 pages, and there's still the 6,000-page report of everything, and it's the CIA's alleged use of torture on the detainees in, by the way, secret spots in Europe and Asia after September 11th. But the techniques are no longer in place and haven't been through the entire Obama administration. And Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was the head of the intelligence panel, ordered the release of the report and said on Tuesday that the CIA techniques in some cases amounted to torture. And then she said, history will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again. There may never be the right time to release this report. This is what she said. But this report is too important to shelve indefinitely. So I guess that's the question. Is it too important to shelve indefinitely or not? The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, both sent out bulletins saying that there could be some violence. Just watch for it. You're on high alert. Senator Marco Rubio, for one, and Jim Risch, called at both Republicans, say that the move was a partisan effort by the Democrats on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and that the report is not as serious or constructive and could endanger the lives of Americans overseas. So, I mean, that's my question. what is the significance of releasing it in a helpful way? Is it constructive? They're saying it's not constructive. And it could present serious consequences. And the plotting that was going on and the capture of these Al-Qaeda terrorists and taking down Osama bin Laden is incontrovertible. And that reports to the contrary are wrong. So how about that? Pretty much, it's mostly along partisan lines. Mostly along partisan lines is how this went down. I'll tell you, though, like I said, to me the most troubling thing is the fact of the amount of money that was spent on those psychologists. So, America, pay attention because you paid for it. You paid for it, my friends. Grim, hello.
Hey, Grim's here. How you been, Kate?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I want to get light, you know, because I was in the military, and let me tell you, we did more to each other in training than what they did.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't even want, you know, that's just nonsense to me, the whole nine yards. But as a Christmas gift, I would love to send you a 1969 Apollo 11 decal, actual thing. You, Nate, and Matt. Maybe I can get a dress sometime here, but I've got actual decals.
Wow, that you have from back then that you held on to?
I've got decals of every shuttle launch.
Oh, that's cool.
I've got posters. You know, here you go. We ain't paying you any more, but here you go.
Wow.
That's Dad's trophy collection.
That's cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Now, with a guy from California on Pakistan, I don't know if you recall, and I ain't dead sure about this, but wasn't there a hotel or a motel there with Americans that Pakistani terrorists?
Attacked.
Of the Al-Qaeda
from
Pakistan. And we almost, now this I do know, we almost didn't even go into Afghanistan due to India problems with Pakistan.
Right, right, absolutely.
So, yeah, there's terrorists over there.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, India was, you know, threatening to boycott us in certain ways and whatnot for, you know, going into Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I can't remember all the specifics, but I do recall that bunch of mess.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, our best bet is just, you know, let's just rip the Band-Aid. Get it off. Get it over with.
You know, yeah, rip the Band-Aid. I always say this. I call it, you know this, I call it the quicksand of the Middle East. Grim, hang on, and I'm going to let you give Matt give you the address if you want to send the decals. I'm sure those guys would love them. Hang on a second. And you heard me. I love space exploration. I was a big fan of the shuttles. In fact, I want to go see the new shuttle that's there in Washington, D.C. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Yeah, abracadabra. I bet there's a couple of psychologists at which that torture report would go away. You know, first you have that, and then the other part of it is you've got, you know, the other testimony that was happening on the Hill that got buried because of the release of these 500 pages. And in that, some shocking stuff happened there, where you had hidden agendas with Jonathan Gruber, who is the MIT economics professor, who is the architect of the Affordable Care Act, who pretty much was nailed on some things that he said. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coming up in our next segment. We're going to move to our next segment. We'll do the numbers thing with We Can Count. So anyway, Jonathan Gruber, if you missed it, said before the House Oversight Committee that he wasn't as candid with the committee as he should have been. He said that he was part of the whole instigation thing that if you like your health insurance, you can keep it. Remember that was there was that whole thing where the president went out and said, and so did others when they were asked about it, that, listen, you if you like your health insurance, keep it. No problem. Keep it because this is the Affordable Care Act. You can keep it. And then, of course, people lost their health care because they didn't it didn't fit in to what the new parameters were. So Gruber apologized for his, he said, glib thoughtlessness and downright insulting comments. Some of the things that happened on the floor, one, that I said the money thing, is he was paid about $400,000 for his work on Obamacare, and he was there because he worked on the health care issues with the former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney. He also got millions more after that to consult, you know, similar thing on the whole health care deal. And he said he opened his remarks to the panel by apologizing for offending. He said he wasn't an expert on politics, and he implied in his tone that he was. And he said, I'm not a political advisor or a politician. He must have said that 10 times. I'm not a political advisor. But he was the architect of the law, and he said and he said that he wasn't, but he kept saying that before over and over and over again, and now suddenly he was taking it back. So I'm pretty much you know what you got here. He took a ton of money. He was part of deceiving the people about the what was really there with the Obamacare thing, and that was the idea, and which is what she said. It's on video, and this is why there was questions about this, is because he said one, that nobody was going to lose their health care to say that, and that the other thing he said to tell people that it was, you know, that the, for all intents and purposes, that most people wouldn't understand anyway what was being discussed. So he was incredibly, incredibly arrogant about the way he treated the American people as to whether or not they would even understand what the economics were before it. So they wouldn't understand the tax and all that other stuff, that it is a tax, but just don't put that out there or disguise it as it's not. So what a nasty piece of business that was. But it got buried, among other things, because of everything that came out in this whole torture report thing. By the way, in the meantime, there are some other things that actually happened that you might have missed, like Congress reaching a spending deal. There's some things that have to happen in between. I've kind of spelled that out already. They're squabbling over the policy somewhat, but they're closer. A $1.1 trillion government spending bill that happened late Tuesday, because we're running out of money on Thursday. So there has to be the debate and then the full vote Thursday. We'll see what happens with the House and the Senate. It should already happen, although there's some opposition to a provision that repeals something that was part of one of the reforms for the Wall Street banks. And the spending bill does away with a rule that prevented the banks from using funds backed by taxpayers to trade derivatives, which they say contributed to the financial collapse, which of course it did in 2008. So, I mean, we'll see if it really does go through, but if it doesn't, then there has to be some kind of a stopgap measure, because then the money's out. So we'll be temporarily defund the government, meaning government shutdown. And I'm thinking, I don't think so. All right. Some of the other things that you might have missed too. How about this? On the lighter side, a baby born on a Southwest flight. Can you imagine being on that plane? Yeah, it had to be diverted for the birth. I mean, that's a whole different meaning, right, when you're on that plane? So the baby was born shortly after a takeoff at 6:20-something in the morning. There was a nurse and a doctor on board. All the passengers were, I guess, just in awe of watching this happen or hearing about it or whatever. And they said, hey, it's a beautiful day. 60 minutes to touchdown, they got a call from the flight attendants in the back saying, you know, that everything was under control, and they guided the plane into Los Angeles, and that was that. It's diverted to Los Angeles. So how about that? Be wild to be on that flight, wouldn't it? Then all of a sudden it takes off, and then you hear that that's going on back there. Thank goodness there was a nurse and a doctor on board, but I guess if you have to improvise, you have to improvise. I mean, what did they do? What did you do before in the world when you didn't have so many professionals that might just be on board and knew exactly what to do? But that may be a first. I don't know that I've ever heard of that. It certainly could have happened, but I can't recall ever since I've been on the air that there was any kind of a story like that. And then you had a story about Cam Newton, the Panthers quarterback, who has back fractures after a truck accident. The team released that stuff today. He had a two-car wreck, and they say he's in fair condition. He's undergone a bunch of tests, and that he's in the hospital overnight. There was a small bone in each vertebrae in the back, and there was an injury to that. They said they would be surprised if he could play Sunday, but not out of the question. They're not saying, Emory University is not saying that yet. He was taken to the hospital after the truck that he was in crashed in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was his truck and a sedan in that accident. And it looked like Cam Newton's truck rolled over, so they're investigating, you know, what happened there. But that was crazy when I heard about that earlier. They showed him, somebody took a picture. Can you know, we live in the world of cell phones. Somebody took a picture of him. He was kind of smiling, but he was on the ground, and the EMTs were treating him, and somebody smacked that on Twitter, and you know, that's it. This is the $22 million man for the Panthers, and he's had an interesting year, certainly statistic-wise. I mean, the Panthers are 4-8-1 going into the weekend, but the whole division's lousy. But overall in his career, he's had some incredible statistics. But this one was really strange to hear about the accident. I mean, of course, you know, anything can happen in these cars, but it's in these trucks, but it's it was kind of unusual. And then the way it was tweeted out, it made it sound like it was much more severe, and it is severe, obviously, but made it even that, it seemed that much more severe to me when I first heard about it. I thought, wow, you got to be kidding me. So we'll see. But as I said, so much centered around the torture report and the mock executions and the sleep deprivation and rectal feedings and everything that happened with that, you have now the questions that still remain. Was this the right time to release it? Should it have been released? I mean, transparency, I guess, in the interest of transparency. But this is stuff that we already knew for pretty much for the most part. But here's the thing. You know how much was spent in this? This whole detention interrogation program, the price I already said for those psychologists, they spent well over $300 million on funding this. On the detention centers, they used subsidies, they, you know, whatever they had to do. The host countries, they had to sometimes throw some cash to the host countries that had the jails there. The names of the countries, the costs, they were all redacted from the report. Redacted. One thing we know is that they were offering millions in subsidies to at least three countries that agreed to host detention centers. What do you think those three countries were, those black site hosts? All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. We'll be right back.
need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Topping weekend counts. There's a lot of numbers we could go through when it comes to the torture report that was released by the Senate committee and the Intelligence Committee. But the big number there is the detainees that were kept awake for 180 hours. And, of course, the outrageous amount of money that was spent, as previously mentioned, $300 million. $300 million. And in all, how many of the detainees had the enhanced interrogation techniques used on them? And, of course, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the one that most talk about, and he was the one who had the extreme waterboarding done, or at least had the most waterboarding done anyway. And that's probably the thing that caught most people's attention when all of this first started to come out years and years ago, and right after the president, the current president, took office, and then there was the executive action. Former Miss America has died, actress Mary Ann Mobley. She was pretty well known for some of the television things that she appeared in back in her day. She was the first Mississippian to be crowned Miss America. All of the people listening to us in Mississippi know that name. And then she had a pretty successful movie career. She's died. She was 77, and she was battling breast cancer. She made big history in 1959 when she took that crown, and then she jumped out right away. She starred opposite Elvis Presley and was off and running. She was on the television shows Different Strokes and Falcon Crests and, you know, a whole bunch of other television shows too as well. She was born in a place where we've taken the show, Biloxi, Mississippi. She's from Biloxi. From the former Miss America's death, it's been a wild year as far as some of the people that we've talked about in Hollywood that have passed. They say it comes in threes, and it's, you can multiply that. We move from that report to this crazy deal about the police killing a man after a stabbing at a synagogue. When I first was texted the story by somebody, they got the number wrong, and it looked like there were more than that, but it was sad to hear this, because this is just one of the, it was just a calm night inside a Brooklyn synagogue, and there might have been other victims, but the New York City police got there really quickly, and after some back and forth, and on video, by the way, they shot and killed the attacker. In the end, a 22-year-old student from Israel was in serious but stable condition at Bellevue Hospital. He was studying in the synagogue when somebody came in and stabbed him on the left side of his head. Levi Rosenblatt is the kid that was stabbed. And they say it was just an isolated incident. And it's just somebody who has a history of being disturbed, and he's had caused disturbances in other places. He had 19 prior arrests. He was hospitalized several times for psychological issues, but he was shot and killed by the police. So they got there quick. And that made a big, big difference that they were there so, so quickly. I mean, what a sad thing. Somebody comes and they're touring, they're from someplace else, and they're working on their studies, and then, you know, somebody loses it, comes in there, and he just happens to be in there at the wrong time, and so he becomes a victim. But the good thing is that there were other people in there, and the police responded right away, and it's looking pretty good in his case anyway. All right, how many classes are there on a plane? Quick quiz. First class and second class, coach, economy. You know what they're saying in Delta? Delta Airlines has a new basic economy fare. So not just first class and coach cabin anymore. They've got more than that. They have five different classes. So this is so typical. It's just like American. Passengers who want to pay to change their flights and check their bags and all that other kind of stuff, you get moved to different parts of the plane. So they have seating options, saying this is going to be more profitable. And what, the seat that works, you can have the seat that works for an extra $25. Oh, the armrest is broken. You have a hard time on this one. Oh, the headset is broken on this if we offer a movie. So they're doing a three-way split in coach, basically. And are the economy fares going to be any lower? What does that mean? They've got the Delta Comfort Plus. What does that mean? It means you've got priority boarding. You have dedicated overhead bin space. Now we're down to that. Because everyone's going to push and shove and throw their stuff in the bin. So if you want a dedicated space on this flight, buddy, you need to pay for it. It gives you alcoholic drinks, premium snacks, entertainment, 4 more inches of leg room, quilt, seat covers. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Can't we just fly? The days of just flying are over. So five-tiered seating plan. Just like on American, you go in, which I think it's good, you go in and you pick your seat. But, boy, if you're not careful, then you have to upgrade because you have no choice in the seats. And they cost 25 more for this seat or 30 more for this. Or we have leg room here or we have something else here that we can offer you. So you have to, you know, dig around. And seriously, there was one time when I went in where they said that there was a broken seat. It's like, wow, all that's left on this plane is a broken seat unless you upgrade and pay more money. But that's the land we live in, I suppose, right? That you have to, if you want the best seat, you want a seat that works, you're going to have to pay probably extra for it. All right, more numbers. How about this? Bay Area. Oh, nasty weather ahead. We had David that called earlier and did mention the weather, that the weather was starting to whip up there and they needed the rain desperately. We've talked about that before. So hurricane force winds, torrential rains. They say it could be the storm of the decade. I have a very good friend who just went to see another friend in San Francisco. And boy, she picked the wrong time to be there, huh? At some places higher up in the Bay Area, they're saying winds are gusting 80 miles an hour. That is crazy. And I looked at the flooding on the street, and there's some nasty floods where, you know, it's up to the door of the cars. So hurricane is only used when you talk about tropical storms and you have winds that are 74 miles an hour. But when you're talking about that kind of strength, then you know what? Then they're going to start to say that hurricane-like strength winds, and that's what they're saying in the Bay Area. So it's a bad storm, needless to say. Storm warnings, advisories, the rainfall amount they think is going to be pretty high, maybe up to 5 inches or so, and the wave height is 30 feet for surf breaks, 30 feet. So anybody in a small boat, whoa. In some of those areas in San Francisco, whew, nasty. And this is also ahead of the storm. The street flooding has already happened. And come morning, they think that, and they measure everything, it will be, like I said, the storm of the decade for them there. Sony Studios, as you all know, was hacked big time. They say it could cost them about $100 million. $100 million when they were hit by this cyber attack. Wow, that's a bad breach, isn't it? Terrible. Major cost for the attack by the unidentified hackers. The attack believed to be the worst of its type on a company on U.S. soil. How about that? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
All know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.